This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Rise on K Pulpit.
Good afternoon, family and friends, and thank you for being with us this afternoon on Radio K Pulpit on 7 to 9 a.m., and thank you for joining me on my program called Rise. And as you know, this is a program where we really come and bring the most incredible topics, the most incredible guests. I have every week, I am so blessed, and as I said before, I do not choose my guests lightly. I really ask the Holy Spirit to give me peace and joy when I come into the studio, when I interview them. So they're very important to me. So they're handpicked by the Lord to be on these platforms. So we are so privileged this afternoon to have Pastor Matthew Smith from the Haven in Hermanus, all the way from Hermanus. And we are so blessed. And he is a pastor with Pastor Andre Vanel, who's the senior pastor there with the Haven. And they've just come back from Texas, and they've got so much to share with us. He's got so much to share with us, but he's also got an incredible word for 2025 as the Lord has revealed to him what we can expect for 2025. But I'm going to introduce him straight after this, but we're going to take a music break quickly and get back to you straight after this.
Attention Cape Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. listeners. We appreciate your support and loyalty to our station. To help us continue bringing you the best content and music, we invite you to sign up for a debit order. By doing so, you ensure that our broadcasts remain uninterrupted and that we can keep delivering the programming you love. If you're within our broadcasting reception area, this is your chance to make a difference. Your contributions will directly support our operations and help us grow. To sign up for a debit order, please visit our website at www.capepulpit.co.za. Thank you for being part of our community. Stay tuned to Cape Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m.
Hey everyone, happy World Radio Day. I'm Lucas de Beer from Leif on 79 Cape Pulpit. A short story of my very first experience of reading the news when I had my own program back in the day. Daai jaar was dit Radio Ripple geweest, daar in Pretoria. En het was 6 uur die middag, moes ek die nuus lees om te open. Ek moes die program so begin nie. Met nuus lees, en al wat ek kan onthou is dat ek in 'n sweet slaan het. Ek het begin bewe en my hart het so geklop. Ek het gedink terwyl ek die nuus lees, definitief, almal wat nou na die nuus luister, kan my hart klop hoor, want het so hard geklop. In elk geval, 18 jaar later en ek is nog steeds by radio en ek geniet elke liewe oomblik. Kom ons vier hierdie ongelooflike medium.
Rise on Cape Pulpit.
Good afternoon, family and friends, and we are going to have such an amazing session now, and I'm sure you are going to be so excited to hear what Pastor Matthew Smith has got to share with us about 2025. And thank you so much for being with us. Pastor Matthew has written workbooks for the ministry in prophecy, and he has an incredible prophetic ministry and with Pastor Andre Vanel from Hermanus, and they are pastors at The Haven. And we have got an incredible plan for this afternoon. You have got such a word for us. I can see you are so excited to share. So I'm going to let you loose, and I'm not going to say a word, and I'm going to allow you, as the Holy Spirit leads, to come and share what you've got to say for us for 2025.
Well, Rainette, thank you so much for the opportunity. And first of all, I mean, after that introduction, my halo has been polished. And so, and thank you for having me today on the program. And yes, I came just back now in November with Pastor Andre Vanel. We went to the States And we went all over from Texas, you know, all the way from Dallas to Charlotte, North Carolina. And it's amazing what the Lord did. You know, if I can just maybe give you one testimony of that trip.
Please do.
And I mean, Pastor Andre, the Lord gave him such a profound word, a word which I believe is in season four, you know, America. And yeah, as we traveled through the States, you know, people always want to attach to the prophetic. And so we had a lot of businessmen and people, you know, coming up to us and connecting with us and asking for prayer and things like that. And in one such incident, we had a banker from America, a guy that actually owns his own bank. And so we sat down with the guy, and Pastor Andre ministered to him, and he kept on talking about the business and things in his personal life, and I just kept quiet. I mean, you know, I'm like the shadow there in the back. Mm. And suddenly I heard the Holy Spirit say to me, and the Lord said to me, Matthew, he's not really here because of just the banking things. He's here today because he's actually planning on suicide. Mm. And the Lord said to me, he's here because he wants a prophetic word about the business, and the business is not doing good. And so I looked at him, and I sort of interrupted the meeting, and I said, sorry, I can't even remember his name. I think it was Barry or something like that. But I said, excuse me, sir, can we talk about the suicidal thing? The Lord is talking to me about suicide. And I was absolutely amazed, you know, when I brought that topic up, and I literally saw his whole face change. And I knew God had an appointment with him. Needless to say, you know, we spent the rest of the afternoon just ministering onto him and just, you know, love onto him. And yes. I could see God literally changing that man's heart. And so, you know, when the Lord sends you out, especially with evangelism and the prophetic, well, whatever you are called to do, I think the first key is obedience. Just move as the Holy Spirit is leading you. And that's always the important part. So we're talking about 2025, and you're asking for a prophetic word for this year. And so I'm excited about this year. We are talking, when we talk about 2025 on the Hebrew calendar, it is the year 5785, if I remember correctly. So the year 5785 in the Hebrew calendar actually started in the month of September last year.
That's correct.
And so that's where it all started. And so we're talking of the year of double grace. And we talk about the year of double grace because of the two fives in the number. So if you take five in the beginning, five at the end, it literally shows that God is in the beginning right through to the end of this year. I believe 2025 is going to be a big year. It's going to be a year of a lot of opportunity that would open up. And so, you know, when we talk about 5785, interesting enough, if you add those numbers together, the 5, the 7, the 8, and the 5, it equals to 25. And I tell you, Renette, it's going to be such a profound prophetic year. I believe the eighth in the number is about covenant. You know, God is saying, I've got a covenant with you. You are moving in covenant. And the seven, obviously, is the number of completion. And so with that said, the Lord said to me, Matthew, this year would really be a year where people will connect to their tribes. You know, it's the word of God says in the book of Hebrews, it is so important for us to not neglect the gathering of the saints. And so many people, and I believe maybe I'm speaking to you, you're sitting there at home listening to the radio. It's so important that you connect to your tribe, that you connect and that you stay connected, especially this year. God uses, the Lord will use people to bless people. God uses people to, you know, get the work done. And so this year is not going to be any different, but the Lord showed me, he said, Matthew, this year there will be opportunities, once in a lifetime opportunities that will open up for people. And it would be those suddenly moments where you need to get up and get moving, and you need to be able to move at a drop of a hat. And so, you know, God was saying to me, Matthew, you know, we all make decisions, and I want to make the statement, and I want to say to you guys, everybody that's listening today, I want to say to you, someone or something will have an impact on your decision making. Mm. And so you need to make a decision and already decide, what is that something or who is that someone that has got an impact on your decision? And so the Lord gave me a few filters for this year. The Lord actually took me and he said to me, Matthew, I want to challenge you. Take yourself and put yourself at the end of this year. Go to 2025, December month, and look back holistically on this year and tell me, what would you want to achieve? Now, the problem, Rainette, that most people have got is that they move from one year to another year and they're not changing. In fact, actually what they do is they continue living the same year, year after year after year. And so we end up saying, well, I've got 10 years experience or 20 years experience. But the truth is you've got 1 year experience repeated 20 times and you're not growing. And so the Lord said to me, or moving, and that is a problem. So the Word of God says in the book of Acts, it says, Acts 1 from verse 6 to 8, it says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes onto you. He says, so that we can be witnesses to him in Jerusalem and all of Judea and Samaria. And so the Lord said to me, Matthew, I'm calling my people to be witnesses for me, especially this year. And the Lord said to me, you need to put filters in place this year.
Yes.
So when you make a decision, that your decision has it needs to get filtered through these filters in order for you to make a decision that will propel you, that will move you forward this year, so that you are not stuck and, you know, in the same year over and over. So I want to go through a few filters, and, you know, God is calling us to be a witness to him. And the Lord said to me, Matthew, the very first filter that you need to put in place is that the kingdom of God must be your primary focus. And so I want to say to the listeners today that if the kingdom of God is not your primary focus, you've got a problem. Because every decision you make, whatever you decide to do, filter it through and say, Lord, if I make this decision, will the kingdom benefit? If the kingdom of God is not going to benefit, then it is a no-brainer. Okay? And the Lord said to me, Matthew, the Word of God says in Matthew 6:33, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. In actual fact, the Word says his way of doing things. And so whenever Jesus made a decision, it was a decision with regards to kingdom. Will the kingdom benefit? In your marriage, in your business, in relationships, whatever decision you make, stop and ask yourself, will the kingdom of God benefit? The second one that the Lord said to me, Matthew, the filter that you need to put in place is that love should be your central message. Love must be in the middle of this decision making. So when you make a decision, first of all, will the kingdom of God benefit? Your second filter will be, will love still remain the core of who I am? Does love reflect in this decision? The Word of God says in John 13:35, it says, by this everybody will know that you are my disciples. The mere fact that you love one another. So you know what? Love doesn't always look like love. And sometimes you can warn people, and they can take that warning and they say, oh, I don't feel the love, and it doesn't reflect love, and they, you know, take offense or whatever. But God is saying, no, I'm loving you so much that I'm willing to tell you the truth about the situation or about you. And so love one another. And that must be the core of every decision we make. So when we make decisions on relationships, at your business, in any regard, ask yourself, filter it through love and say, will they see the love of God in this decision? Which is a good, I believe, a very big one for each and every one of us to make. In the book of John 1 from verse 14, it says, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We observed His glory, the glory of the one and only Son, the Father, who is full of grace and truth. That grace and truth, whenever it fills you, when it is inside of you, when that is the word that comes out of your mouth, you can't help but move in love.
Mm-hmm.
And that must be the core of who you are. I want to say the third thing, third filter that the Lord showed me is that the Word of God must be the final authority.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
sure.
If the Word of God is not the filter that you filter your decision through, then you will make ungodly decisions. And so Satan knows the Word of God. And I think he knows the Bible, Reinette. I think he knows the Bible better than most people do, actually. Mm. And I mean, he knows all the different types of Bibles and scriptures. And so if you don't know the Word of God, you don't know the will of God. And so it's important that you understand the will of God is written up in His Word. And so Satan came to Jesus. He said, you know, tell these stones to become bread or jump off this roof. You know, he had a whole lot of ideas. And in actual fact, a lot of the things he mentioned was actually biblical. But what he did is he used it in the wrong context.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus picked up on it and he said, no, it is written. And every time he answered him, he said, it is written, because whatever decision Jesus had to make, his final authority was the Word of God. In fact, Jesus says it to his disciples. He says, I do nothing unless, I've seen it from my Father in heaven. And so Jesus teaches us that every decision we make must be based on the Word of God. First of all, the kingdom of God must be your primary focus.
Yes.
The Lord said to me, Matthew, this is a year of opportunity. This is a year where
opportunity,
there's opportunity that will open for the sons of God. And you said a very true thing earlier. And I'm not sure if it was recorded, but I know you said it here when we were talking, and you said, things will most probably get worse, not always better. And, you know, as we move in the end times, I always say to people, don't ask me to pray for world peace, please, because it's not going to happen. And we know the situation that we are in, and we know that the world we're living in is coming to an end. And so we know that we, as the remnant of God, has been placed on earth for such a time as this. And it's so critical that we move only with the Spirit of God, and only when He says go, we need to go. And so whenever God talks to you, it is important to discern the Word of God and to make sure that it's the Word of God. And so when the Lord said to me, Matthew, I want you to put filters in place so that you only move when I say move. When you make a decision, that it will be a godly decision. And the Lord said to me, Matthew, there will be moments in time where I will reset people this year. And the Lord said to me, when you look at the number 5785, it will literally be a year of double grace, a year where my people that are in my covenant will move to full perfection. But it is important that we stay connected to the source,
yes,
which is the Lord. Now, I said earlier, the kingdom of God must be your primary focus. Love must be the core message in every decision that we make. The Word of God must be your final authority. In 2 Timothy 3, verse from 16 to 17, it says, all scripture is God-breathed. All scripture comes from the breath of God. It is there to build and to edify all of us. And it's so important that when you stand on the Word of God and you stand in the will of God, that must be your foundational truth on which you stand. Now, number four, I want to say to you, the way of God must be your ultimate standard. And I want to say to you, the Word of God says in Romans 12, it says, do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So start to think differently about things around you. Start to think and ask the Lord, Lord, give me the mind of Christ. Show me, Lord, how would you think about these things? And I want to name a few. Number one, God thinks differently about human life. When God thinks about human life, he values human life. So when you make a decision with regards to your marriage, relationships, business, whatever, value human life. Put it through a filter where you say, Lord, the kingdom will benefit. Love is my core message. Lord, I value your people. Make it about him and him only.
Everything's for his purpose.
And the Lord said to me, Matthew, when you filter my word, I will get the glory for every decision that you make.
Sure.
And so I want to say to you that your absolute supreme motivation this year, whenever you move, must be who will get the glory. Tell God what he will get from your life. When you say, Lord, do a new thing in me. Then you say, Lord, do a new thing in me. Lord, move me. Because, Lord, let my life be, Lord, represent you in every way so that, Father, that you and you alone will get the glory for my life, that you will be glorified. Lord, that people will see that I'm different. And I'm different because it is you. And it's only you that is inside of me. And that Holy Spirit will be the only Spirit that talks through you. And so I want to leave you with this scripture in 1 Corinthians 10 from verse 31. It says, so whatever you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do it all to the glory of God. We mustn't want a Jesus with benefits only. Don't run after Jesus with benefits. Don't worry about those nonsense. He says in Matthew 6, I think he says, don't worry about what you're going to eat or drink or wear. Don't worry about those things. And for us as the sons of God, let us go into this year knowing that we're going to end differently at the end of this year. And put those filters in place. Put those filters so that every decision you make, you filter that decision. You say, Lord, I know you've got a better plan for me. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Wow, it was so powerful. I took just notes. But we're going to join Pastor Matthew straight after this break. And we're going to listen to some beautiful music. And I really want you to enjoy it. And may the Lord just bless you with this beautiful track that we're going to give you to listen to. And we're going to join Pastor Matthew. And he's going to really minister to us in the last 20 minutes. And we're so looking forward to that.
WhatsApp the studio now. Save the number on your phone. 081-729-157. That's 081-729-1657. Rise on Cape Pulpit.
Thank you for being with us this afternoon. I hope you've been encouraged and really excited about 2025. Pastor Matthew's really given us some very amazing guidelines of how to live and how to navigate ourselves, how to govern our lives and center God in our center of our lives at all times. And we have to seek his kingdom first.
Come on.
And everything that we do is for his purpose. We have no more time to waste. This is a time of urgency and of great importance, and that every hour and every minute needs to count for his glory and for his kingdom. So, Pastor Matthew, you've really got, I want you just to minister to us in these next couple of minutes, just to tell us, really give us some real golden nuggets of how to navigate, how to face the struggles, because the church is really buckled and bent and hurt and wounded, and we don't know how to get up sometimes. And as you said, we won't know the will of the Lord if we don't know the word. So keep on sharing with us, please.
Well, Brainerd, yeah, thank you so much for the opportunity once again. But, you know, like I said in the very beginning when I started, I said, you know, someone or something will have an impact on every decision that we make. And so, you know, in the beginning of the Lord, just for those guys who maybe just joined us now, you know, the Lord said to me, Matthew, it is so important that whatever decision you make, that you literally filter it. And I mean, the aim is to go through this year and to end up in a winning position. Mm-hmm. Okay, now we know the word of God is the will of God, and it says in 1 Corinthians 9:24, and Paul is speaking, and Paul says that run in such a way that you win this race. And so Paul is, you know, he looks at our lives on earth and he says, you know what it's like when you run a race. And interesting, when you read that scripture from 24 to 27, he actually says, everyone who competes in the race exercises self-control in all things. And so, you know, I was reading through that and I'm saying to myself, I'm saying, Lord, exercises self-control in all things. And the Lord said to me, Matthew, you know, this year, and you know, every year we start in the beginning of the year and we say, this year you need to do this and this year that. But it's so important that if you don't use self-control in this sense, by, you know, coming to a place where you realize whatever you've done that didn't work last year, that you stop yourself and say, I'm not going to carry on doing that, and that you stop with it, and that you use self-control to say, well, you know what, maybe I had enough TV for one day, maybe I've had enough screen time on my cell phone for today, maybe it is time to just open the Word of God and to seek His will. And so we are called to run a race with Him and to get to the end of this year and to win. And that's what I said earlier. The Lord took me and He said to me, Matthew, go to the December of 2025, stand at the end of this year and tell me what you want to achieve. And I said, Lord, I just want to be successful. Lord, I want to live your will. I want to do what your word says. I want to fulfill my purpose on this earth. And, you know, for so many, if you sit there at home today and you say, well, Matt, you know what? I think you're talking to me because I want to fulfill my purpose. I know that God has got something for me, and I'm listening to you and I'm going to do the filters. But how do I get back to God? How do I get back into the race? How do I get up? And like you were saying now, you know, the church is so buckled down and people are, some people are hopeless and they're sitting and they say, well, I hear the message, but how will I do it? And I want to give you some practical tips. And I want to say to you, first of all, turn back to God. Yes. And the way we return to God is that we return wholeheartedly back to Him. You know, when we return wholeheartedly back to Him, it is to say with your whole heart and soul, move towards Him. The Word of God says, with your mouth you confess Him, and with your heart you believe that He has been raised from the dead. And so that needs to, there's something that needs to happen inside your heart. And number one, firstly, I want to say to you, the Word of God says in Joel 2 from verse 2, He says, return to me with all your heart. Mm-hmm. And so maybe if you sit there today and you say, Lord, I want to run this race. I want to run 2025. Lord, I want to implement those filters. Lord, I want to finish this year strong. I don't want to live another year exactly the same as last year, or maybe the year before that. I want to mark this year as a year of change. Then I want to ask you, turn back to God, number one. And I want to ask you, seek to know God, number two. Seek to know God passionately in everything you do. Now, the Word of God says in Jeremiah 29 from verse 12 to 13, it says, seek me and you will find me. Seek me with your whole heart. There it is again. God says, seek me with your whole heart in everything you do, because out of the heart, the abundance of life flows through our hearts. And so I want to say to you, what is your perspective of God? Because whatever is your perspective on God will impact how you will seek Him. If you believe that God is just an angry dad up there in the sky that upset with you the whole time and you can't do anything good in His face, then I want to tell you, you will have a problem to seek Him. But if you understand that God is a loving God and He can't wait, He can't wait just to have that 5 minutes with you or 10 minutes with you, seek Him with everything you've got. The Word of God says in Hebrews 11:6, He says, and with faith, without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For the one who comes to God must believe. You have to believe wholeheartedly that He exists and that He proves to be the one who rewards those who seek Him. I want to say to you, Reinette, you know what? And this is a powerful thing that the Lord said to me. The Lord said to me, Matthew, no more leftovers.
Sure.
No more leftovers. How many times are we are okay with that leftover word that we still have? I've got some leftover word from last year. And I want to say to you, a lot of people, and I think all of us, you know, we've got some leftover word that we are saying, oh, Lord, when will this come to pass? Lord, when will this happen? And maybe you were in a marriage and you got divorced and, you know, as a couple, you received the word and you were holding on to that word. Or maybe you were in a business and you had a word for that business and the business died. And, you know, I want to say to you, this is the year. Let go of your leftovers. And I want to challenge you to dream big. I want to challenge you, seize opportunities. Discern your season. Seize those opportunities that God will bring upon you.
Yes,
and I want to challenge you, start to dream again. And so, you know, I said earlier, this will be a year where God will connect you to a tribe. And, you know, I want to take you to a scripture in 1 Chronicles 12 from verse 32. And let me read this to you. From the tribe of Issachar, there were 200 leaders. And of the tribe with their relatives, all these men understood the signs of the time. Listen to this. All these men, they understood the signs of the time and they knew the best course for Israel to take. You have to find your tribe. You need to connect with your tribe. God will use the leadership inside of your tribe to show you, to tell you, to guide you, to protect you. God will show you which way to go. And when we connect with our tribe, I want to tell you, seize those opportunity moments. Now, I want to close with this, Reinette, and I want to challenge everybody that's listening to me today. And I want to say to you guys, dream again. Start to dream again.
Yes,
this is a new day. This is a new year. Whatever did not manifest in 24, 23, 22, 21, I don't care how far back you go, whatever did not happen, I want to challenge you today. Dream again. And you know, I'm co-pastoring with Pastor Andre at the Haven Church, and one thing that he always says to me, he says, Matthew, the Word of God says in Joel that in the end days your people, my spirit will be poured out to all people. The old men will dream dreams and the young will see visions. And you know, when you take that word and you say, Lord, This is a foundational word.
Yes.
This is a foundational word, and it's got the power to change my very life. And so I want to challenge you, dream, but dream again and dream with Him and ask the Lord and seek Him wholeheartedly with everything that you got in 2025. Mm-hmm. Seek to know God. Seek to know Him and Him only. Seize those opportunities. Seize those opportunities and humbly go before the Lord. Lay your dream down and say, Lord, I know that the reason why there's still breath in my lungs, the reason why I'm still with you, that I'm still walking this earth, is because you're not done with me. And so, Lord, I know that you're a God of second chances. And I'm standing, Lord, on your word and on your promise.
Yes.
But no more leftovers. No more leftovers. As for me and my house, we will serve you. But,
yes,
Lord, we will go forward and we'll go forward in your word. Mm-hmm. And I tell you the truth, Rainette, you know what? God is going to reset some people. God will do it. He will do those things that you can't do. Filter every decision. Make sure that the kingdom of God is your primarily focus, that you are love-centered in everything you do. And
wow.
That's me in a nutshell. And I believe, you know what? We need to end this year better than last year, because
yes,
God is growing us and He's teaching us.
Amen. Amen. Wow, that was so powerful. I was just like smiling the way through, because it's such affirmation and confirmation about the Issachar move that's happening now.
Come on.
And it is so exciting. And we just know that God is really, the word is coming into fulfillment.
Come on.
And it is so beautiful to see, even though it looks chaotic, but us that know Him can be so excited and so looking forward to what is happening in these times. And we just need to know how to live in it. We just need to ask Him, Lord, how do we navigate? How do we not speak like the word? How do we not behave like the word?
Exactly.
Let us stand out like a light, and let us be the salt of the earth. Let us speak truthfully, boldly. We need to be bold in these times. We cannot hide and smoke behind a smoke screen anymore.
Amen.
Because we're going to be accountable for what He's not going to ask us what we've done. He's going to ask us what we haven't done. So we have to.
No, you're very right. Amen. Amen.
So guys and family and friends out there, come on, come on. We have got great things that we can achieve, and I'm so excited about the dream again. I actually was involved with a beautiful project called Dream Again Africa, and let us dream again, Africa.
Amen.
And let us go ahead and do the work of the Lord. And thank you so much, Pastor Matthew. Thank you so much for sharing that. It's just totally lit up something again in
me.
And excited for the way forward. And I am going to really not miss and take up on every opportunity that comes my way. My later days need to count.
Well,
my later days need to count.
And let me leave you with this one scripture, Romans 12 from verse 1 to 2. And it says that we should not conform to the patterns of this world,
Amen.
But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And so I really want to urge everyone, renew your mind daily.
Yes,
take time out with the Lord. Seek Him. Seek Him in all you do. In Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Okay, family and friends, and that's us. Thank you so much for being with us this afternoon. It was such a privilege and an honor. And we will have you back one of these days again. And as I said, we are so blessed with amazing guests. So if you want to look forward to the next guest that we have, same time, same place, next week. And take care and look after yourself and go out there in love. Love, 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 love,
Amen.
Love. And
Amen.
We will see the world change. And we can be part of those changes. So take care. Stick to the rules. Be good. See you next week. Goodbye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.